众人。
Hello and welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we analyze the movie Rocky 1 minute at a time. I'm Doug Greenberg.
And I'm Jason Haynes.
And joining us is the last fourth of the Sly Cast group. We have Jeff Ferry and his hetero life mate, Chris Durkacz. Welcome, fellas.
Oh, it's great to be here. I allowed Chris to tag along.
Right, he's not officially one of the Sly Cast quartet, but... I was going to say,
who, the last fourth is who?
It's Jeff. Jay clearly doesn't listen to Slycast.
It's a well-known fact that Jay is in a dungeon for the rest of the week until he comes off to be on the Rocky Minute.
Yeah. I don't want any other podcast to influence how I do my own. You know, it's getting in the way. I start mimicking other people's stuff. It's natural.
Jay lives off the grid. He doesn't do Facebook, Twitter. He doesn't participate in the community.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, fellas, by the way. You as of the day of this recording, you guys wrapped up Clerks.
Yes.
Yes, we're the first podcast to finish Clerks minute by minute, and the only one you should listen to.
Sadly, not the last, though. Well, today here on Rocky Minute, we're knocking out minute 111, which begins with Mickey telling Rocky not to let that bastard breathe, and it ends with Duke watching intently. All right, I guess I'll start. So we finished up last week with Mickey telling Rocky to go for the ribs, and he's telling not to let that bastard breathe now.
I think the first question I got to have is, what happened to their sweaters? Did they put them in the washer with something red and it turned their stuff pink?
We actually just had that discussion last week.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no concept.
You said
of time.
We finished off with, and you didn't, we haven't recorded that episode yet, so we didn't finish shit last week. So I just pulled the mask off of Rocky Minute. We're frauds.
Everything. It's a little inside baseball here.
We have not done 110 yet.
Yes, we have.
You're supposed to have twice with stomach viruses and wives and other things.
And your mother.
And my mother was here, and we record in the basement. She sleeps in the basement when she watches my kids, so.
You should have had her on.
Yeah, you could put her right on the show.
Good thing I didn't, because she went to bed last night at 8:50-something.
We could have got one episode in.
Yeah, really. The only one Jeff requested was we'll get to it.
And yes, and my mother comes over and babysits, and to pay her back, I make her sleep in a basement.
That's better than me. I didn't give my mom my address.
Well, if I didn't need her to babysit, I probably wouldn't have either. But
to be fair, they push you down the basement to podcast, apparently. So
podcasts are for the basements are for podcasting and for my mother to sleep in. As soon as we get home from work, and we're like, "All right, mom, you're done babysitting. Get to the basement." We throw her some food at the bottom of the stairs.
Here's some stale bread. Get your ass downstairs.
Don't come back up till we need you to babysit again.
We talked about the sweaters once. I had read somewhere a while back that they said that they actually put something in the wash with them by accident and they turned pink and they just went with it because they didn't have money. But we were talking about that last time, and the red letters are on the red are on the pink sweater. So if the sweaters were originally
white,
that would have looked fine. But why wouldn't the red letters have also turned pink? If that's true,
it was his fight robe
after that they put in the wash, right?
That they washed with something.
So they intentionally got pink robes with red letters.
Yeah, as an homage to his Spider Rico win.
Oh my god!
Who was in charge of like laundry and clothing on this show?
And I hope they got
wrong
fired.
Stuff. The painting's on the wrong stuff. Nobody's got the right clothes. Like I realize it was low budget, but Jesus, this guy was sleeping on the job.
Yeah, they screwed a lot of shit up.
If you notice, like, nothing fits anybody. Like, none of the, like, Rocky's robe doesn't fit. Mickey's sweater here doesn't really fit. Like, nothing fits.
His hat doesn't fit. Look at how small that thing is.
That's not a yarmulke? Yeah.
Is it? I don't know. Well, he's Jewish.
Yeah. Oh, you really made me believe there for a second.
Yeah, pink sweaters with red letters. Pink sweaters, red letters, pink sweaters. Red letters on pink sweaters. That doesn't go.
That's a mouthful.
And especially a boxing. Like, I don't know.
The 70s were weird.
I was saying, maybe nowadays, because pink's not that big of a deal anymore, but back then, you didn't wear pink.
Yeah, and it's not like pink is Rocky's color.
No.
His color's more of a white stained with blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, if you washed, would turn pink.
I do like the angle, and they do it a few times, the overhead, like the three-quarter overhead shot they do.
Yeah, it looks
looking
good.
Down onto the fight.
With the stars on the mat, it looks really good.
Yeah. I love that, too.
And it really places you in Rocky 1, because it's the only time they do... Like, it's the only time it's the ring kind of looks like that.
This is also the only time that there's no slow-motion parts of the fight.
And, well, I guess 1 and 2. It's not until 3 where every punch sounds like a car crash.
Yeah.
Also, the ring itself... Those corners don't look like you can climb up and jump off of them if you want to stay there.
It is not a WWE ring, Chris.
Oh, sorry.
They got the turnbuckle is hidden by that pad.
Yeah. George Animal Steel couldn't bite that and, spit this foam out or anything.
How's he going to eat the turnbuckle?
Yeah, what a nice current reference you made.
I got another one later for the ring guy. So.
We go to Creed's corner. And Duke's telling him he doesn't know it's a damn show. He thinks it's a damn fight, pretty much admitting that they underestimated Rocky and this whole thing was a show anyway.
Oh, by them you mean Apollo, of course, because right. Duke already knew.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Apollo was the one that was kind of short-selling Rocky a little bit.
And we'll find out later in the series that particular personality trait does not go away.
To his demise, would you say?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm. Can't talk ahead. Finished his bum and let's go home.
Bum wow. again. Calling him bum again.
Bum.
I'll tell you, there's some continuity errors coming up here. I know it's hard to believe. The level of glistening going on Carl Weathers really varies from shot to shot. Sometimes he looks dry as a bone. Sometimes it looks like somebody just slathered him with baby oil when they put him out there.
I love the shiny Apollo Creed, man.
He goes out there. It's like, good Lord. Yeah. It right just there. Looks like he's lubed up.
Second 30 of the minute. Man, is he slick.
Yeah. Because look, at second 20, he's got none on. All of a sudden it cuts away from the back. And it looks like he just came out right of like a bat of Crisco.
He is sweaty.
On 30, he's very glistening.
Yeah.
On 30, Rocky's glistening quite a bit too.
I don't know. Maybe somebody in the 32. Somebody in the crowd just throwing all kinds of Crisco in there. They're afraid somebody's going to climb them up after a parade. So I have in my I got some copious notes
Philly.
Here. Yeah, it cuts to the crowd and you see Paulie for the first time, or in this scene, Paulie. My note is, who's that whore?
Well, in earlier minutes, she says, he says, like my girlfriend, I paid $200 for her.
I know.
And she corrects him and says $250.
But I don't know. In this shot, she looks like she's worth more than $250. I'll tell you that.
Listen.
Well, the way she opens her mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the best was, I did that. I wrote down, who's that whore? I paused it right at the scene where she's got her mouth wide open. My wife's sitting next to me going, what the hell are you watching? And I was like... I wrote down, who's that whore sitting next to Pauly? And she goes, maybe it's his wife. Like, it's not his wife.
That is not his wife.
Also, I don't know if you watched or not, did you see there's a podcast legend sitting in the stands there? Right next to Pauly, Jim O'Kane.
Oh, shit, that does look like Jim O'Kane.
It's Jim O'Kane.
He hasn't aged a day.
I don't know. He should have said he was at the Rocky fight. You should have had Jim O'Kane on for these minutes.
No. Oh, man. I dropped the ball on that one. Jay has no idea who we're talking about.
Yes, I do. What happened here?
Oh,
something
man.
Just happened?
I don't know. I thought
there was a pop. Lose.
Everybody still here?
I'm here.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm here.
I hear a lot of echoing.
I do hear some echoing. Kind of went away.
No more.
Because you started talking about Jim O'Kane and the power of O'Kane started taking over the podcast.
He sent down a bolt of lightning.
Yeah, I know. I call him Jimmy O.
Go to second 22 for a second.
22?
Yeah.
I wrote 22 down here in my notes and I have no idea.
You just wrote down a second and you're trying to figure out why now?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Rocky looks pretty mean at that second. Maybe that's
yeah.
Yeah,
the note next to it says Rocky swings and misses, and Apollo hits him with two left jabs. Oh, Rocky's face after that second one.
Yeah, well, then that right hook, I don't know if it hits him or not.
Well, yeah, it does kind of look like the Sonny punch from Godfather.
Yeah.
Where it misses by about 6 inches.
His head turns like it hits him, but yeah, still it misses reacts. Quite far away.
I don't think Apollo's landed a punch yet, if you're just watching this on the...
In the commentary, legendary boxing trainer Lou Duva says Carl Weathers has a good jab. So
he's got. I mean, I don't know if he's landing, but he's got a great form.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever fought with boxing gloves on before?
Yes.
If you get hit with a boxing glove, it feels like rug burn. Like it burns. Even if it's not a good hit, the way it comes off your face, it burns a lot.
Well,
so
as much as we were teasing about Carl Weathers, if you ever watch a fight, they really do wipe those guys down with Vaseline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the gloves will slide off.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I fought somebody one time who knew how to box.
Yeah.
And things did not go well for me.
I trained for like 4 or 5 months and then got in the ring and got my ass kicked. So
was that it?
And that was it. Yeah, that was it. I was only like 14 years old and that was the end of it. It's actually, it was the gym that's in, not to speak ahead, but Creed. It was that gym in Kensington.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's called Cambria AC. I forget what they call it in the Creed movie, but it's same exact. It's not changed since the 70s or 80s. Yet. I'm sorry. I was in there in the 80s.
Yeah, you didn't know about Chris's Kensington his roots. He's from the same neighborhood as Paulie.
Maybe 5 or 6 blocks down, and we all had the wrong – I was just talking to my wife about this – the wrong things. Like, we thought the pet store was on Kensington Ave, so I looked it up, and now it's on Front Street. We thought the Silver Bridge was this one where everybody goes to buy drugs in Kensington. No, it's a different Silver Bridge.
Is that the B Street Bridge?
Yeah, it's on B – the B Street Bridge is the one I knew of. That's not the bridge that's in this, though, right?
Yeah, that's the B Street
Bridge. Oh, it is the B Street Bridge. Yeah. Okay, then we had the right bridge. We had the right bridge, but we didn't have the right store for the pet store.
I like so were you out the place they go in Kensington to buy drugs. Yeah, that
the big place. That's the B Street Bridge.
When you said we had the right bridge, I was like, were you out trying to find the Rocky Bridge, or were you out trying to find a bridge to buy the drugs underneath?
Everybody knew to stay away from that bridge, to be honest with you. But this is how bad it was back then. On Kensington Ave, where we thought the pet store was right across the street from the library. That was McPherson Square, but we called that Needlepoint Park at the time. So,
oh, man.
It wasn't good then, so you can imagine what it's like now.
What were you talking, the 80s?
Yeah, 80s.
Where are we at here?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get to the end of the minute. There's only one round in this minute, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe there's only one.
Back to Rocky getting his ass kicked. The announcer points out that he's getting a tremendous beating.
I don't think he needed to point that out.
Yeah. If it was a real fight, they'd be like, I can't believe how many punches these guys are throwing.
I mean, Rocky doesn't land one punch. He grabs him. That's as good as it gets on this one.
Well, right before he grabs him, Apollo is like punching him against the ropes, and Rocky gets to the point where he falls against the ropes and the ropes are holding him up.
Yeah.
In real boxing, that's considered a knockdown. So Creed would get those points.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, if you count true knockdowns, and he gets knocked down like 15 times in this fight.
I don't know why he didn't just bounce off the ropes and then clothesline him, you know?
Again, I feel like you're not getting this. I don't know why he didn't reach over the ropes and just tag Mickey in.
Right, tag Mickey in.
You hear him, Apollo mumbling to Rocky after Rocky ties him up. Anybody decipher what he's saying there?
I did have it written down. But...
Does he throw a bum in there? Is that the one where he calls him a bum?
A chump, maybe?
A chump?
No, I don't think he says chump in this one.
No, I didn't write it down because I was like, someone else will have it.
He tells him, can't you fight? Stop clowning around and give the people something.
Yeah, give the people something. Yeah, stop playing around and give the people something. That's what I got out of it.
He's talking pretty tough. Didn't he get knocked down in the first round?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe he should shut the hell up.
He got his bell rung. But still, I mean, here it's – well, it's only the – what round are we in? Two?
This is the round. This is second round. Yeah.
Second round, mm-hmm. And still showed him.
What's that move that Apollo pulls where he puts the glove up to his forehead? That looks a little strange.
Right. It's like a taunting thing.
Is that what he's doing?
I think so. I don't really –
where do you see this?
It's a second
– like 50-something?
Yeah, it's 52, 53 he does it. He kind of pops himself on the head with the glove.
I think he's almost like
come on, one
just
of them?
Moving his gloves. I don't think he's probably doing like come on.
Oh, yeah, maybe he's just popping his gloves back on.
Huh? Yeah, I thought he was doing like a come on.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's doing it straight.
Or is he doing that stupid taunting thing where you like thumb your nose before you punch somebody? Yeah, yes, exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No,
I can picture it in my mind, Chris.
You couldn't see me doing that, but I was doing it.
I bet you were. You're a method actor, right?
Yeah, yeah. Too bad it's a podcast.
He's an excellent visual podcaster.
He's got angry. Jesus, Rocky has got an angry look on his face when he tells him, "Come on." I love that. You don't see this side of Rocky too often early in the movie, so I like this side of him. Says he wants more.
Yeah.
And Apollo delivers.
He'll keep giving it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really punishing Apollo's knuckles for the first two rounds or so.
You know, you guys mentioned the boxing gloves before. The gloves that they use in this film they're called Casanova gloves. They're 8-ounce boxing gloves.
Okay.
And they're illegal to use in fights in the U.S. now. They use them in the movie because of their sleek appearance. I think the standard boxing glove is like 14 ounces. So having less padding in a glove, I think, would hurt the fighters more.
Wouldn't that be McGregor, Mayweather? I want to say Holyfield, but Mayweather fight. Didn't they go down to like 10-ounce gloves or something?
Oh, did they? Why? Because the MMA?
Conor wanted, McGregor wanted to. boxing gloves range from 8 ounces to 20 ounces. They typically wear 12, 14, or 16 ounce gloves.
I'm sure the delicate little actors needed to wear the 8 ounce gloves.
I think the bigger gloves would have more padding, so the delicate little actors would. They really hurt each other.
I don't think it's the padding. I think it's the weight if you got to keep throwing punches.
Oh, yeah, your arms get tired. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because you'll hear later, like, just to – it doesn't sound like much, but if you've thrown a couple hundred punches, it's going to feel like lead weights on your hands.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, well, think about it. 12 ounces is to keep swinging around?
Yeah.
That's – that can – oof.
Yeah.
I don't have any comparison. How much does a beer weigh?
A beer?
Yeah.
I don't know. I pick it up, it's 12 ounces. I put it down at zero.
You're not lifting that 12 ounces too many times.
There's 12 fluid ounces of beer inside.
Yeah.
So do me a favor, don't look that up. Don't try to do math on your podcast.
Jay's already.
Hold on, let me get out my weights and measures here.
Hold on, let me go get a beer.
All right. Oh, well, you know, it's like, who cares? Never mind.
Yeah, who cares?
It's tiring. It's 12 ounces. You got to keep swinging around like that.
All right, guys. I mean, you're done with Clerks, so what are you guys working on? Nothing?
We're working on meeting our families again for right now.
Oh. How are they? Everything good?
Yeah.
They seem pretty good. I don't know. I don't really know them that well anymore. But.
I don't know. I still have them wearing their name tags, so I know who's who. I mean, at some point in the far, far distance, we will get to Mallrats.
Unless somebody beats you to it.
I swear to God, I will go to their house and burn the place down.
So how was it when you crawled out of the basement? You kind of like, after the sunlight got out of your eyes, you know?
Well, this is the second one we finished.
Dust off.
Yeah, this is our second finished podcast.
Because we did the Burbs Minute before this. Go check out the Burbs Minute. That was an extra plug.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Jay and Silent Bob Minute. We did the Clerks thing. Yeah, that's good times. And you can catch us taking a 6-month nap now.
Yeah.
That's right. You're so lucky.
Mm.
Yeah, I say that. But like, even if the show starts 6 months from now, within a month or two, you got to get the movie. I got to break the movie up. You got to start looking for guests.
We want to be a little ahead this time.
Yeah.
Do you guys split the duties?
We did this time.
Yeah, well, I've been doing most of the editing, and Jeff's been doing most of the posting and writing, so.
That was because we did the Burbs Minute the first time, and I did everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a nice one. That was fun. I liked that one better.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Mm-hmm. I just recorded and then left. That was
I have volunteered to help edit, but you told me it's on your computer, so only you can do it.
I don't know technology, but apparently there's a way that, you know, if I put the episodes in a Dropbox of some sort. And I don't mean like a Dropbox outside your house. on the computer, on the
internet. Ours is just, but, we just throw them back and forth in the Google Drive.
Yeah, yeah, that, or Google Drive, right.
But why are you bringing this up a minute 111? I offered, when we started, I said, I'll do some editing. He said, I don't know how to do it. It's only on my computer.
We're really pulling back the curtain on this one, aren't we?
We're pulling back the curtain on that none of us know what the hell we're doing. That's what we're pulling that curtain on.
I just show up for the episode. Like, we're in the basement, and I was upstairs, and I was texting him, like, are we ready to go yet? I want everything ready. I need my only blue M&Ms in a bowl here, and I just show up, and I'm ready to go.
And I do 100% of the work. Sometimes I leave the honey-do list, you know, that might suffer a little bit, and then I get eye rolls when she gets home from work, but...
No. You're gonna get eye rolls anyway.
That happens. I just set mine in a bedroom because I'm a rancher, so like I can hear her from wherever she is if it's not in the bedroom. So she's like, "Oh, I gotta go to bed now." I guess so.
8:30. Good night.
Yep. And you're out of here. Actually, it was like she came by and showed me to watch. It was 8:19, and was like, "It's not 8:30 yet."
Do you get text messages during recording when you're going to be done?
No, she's usually asleep by the time I get there.
All right, you can also find Jay and Silent Bob Minute with us at duelinggenre.com. Where else are we? Twitter, Rocky Minute.
We're on the Twitter, Rocky Minute.
Mighty Mix is our listeners group on Facebook.
Facebook.
iTunes, or whatever the hell they call the podcast thing on iTunes now.
Apple Podcasts.
Podcasts. Yeah, there you go. Again, I suck at technology, and I probably shouldn't even be podcasting. So we'll close this one and move on to tomorrow. So we'll see you on a new episode of Rocky Minute.